Chapter 8. The Dharma Door of Non-Duality. Then the Chari Vimalakirti asked those Bodhisattvas, "Good sirs, please explain how the Bodhisattvas enter the Dharma Door of Non-Duality."
The Bodhisattva Dharma Vikurvana declared all those of production and destruction are to avoid each of the regions of Nathanakir cannot be destroyed as the attainment of the tolerance of the consciousness of things is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Sikutta declared, "I am my Arjuna, that is to Sanchana Sasaru. Possessiveness as the essence of presumption is the entrance into non-duality." The Bodhisattva Shibhuta declared the defilement and purification are to end the knowledge of the defilement. There will be no conceit about purification. The path leading to the complete conquest of all conceit is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Sunyakshakta declared distraction and attention are to the judges. No distraction, there will be no attention, no mentation, and no mental intensity. That's the absence of mental intensity. In a sense of non-duality, the Bodhisattva Sobhavu declared Bodhisattva spirit and disciple spirit are to win both our teachings. Symbol and elusive spirit. Spirit nor any disciple spirit, thus the sameness of nature of spirit is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Animistha declared grasping and non-grasping are two words. Grasp is not perceived, and what is not perceived is neither presumed nor repudiated. Thus the intention of final fulfillment
of all things is the entrance into non-duality.
The Bodhisattva Sunyakshakta declared uniqueness and characterlessness are to not to presume or construct something is neither establishes uniqueness nor to establish its characterlessness. To penetrate the equality of the truth is non-duality. The Bodhisattva Pusha declared good and evil are to seeking neither good nor evil. The understanding of the non-duality of the significant and the meaningless is the entrance into non-duality. Bodhisattva Shema declares sinfulness and sinlessness are to by means of the diamond like wisdom that pierces to be the bound and liberated is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Shema declares
impure and this is immaculate makes for duality.
One who attaining equanimity forms no conception of impurity.
Immaculateness there is yet
without conception has equanimity. Without any attainment of equanimity enters the absence of conceptual nothingness. He enters into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Sudakuta declared to say this is happiness and that is misery is dualism. One who is free of all calculations throughout each impurity of gnosis, his mind is aloof like empty space and thus enters into non-duality.
The Bodhisattva
Narayana declared to say this is mundane and that is transcendental is dualism. This world has the nature of voidness, so there is neither transcendence nor involvement, neither progress nor standstill, thus neither to transcend nor to be involved, neither to go nor to stop. This is the entrance into non-duality. Buddhist Pratyaksha Daksha declare destructible and indestructible. My dualistic is destroyed, is ultimately destroyed. Does not become destroyed, hence it is called indestructible. What is indestructible is instantaneous, and what is instantaneous is indestructible. The experience of such is called the entrance into the principle of non-duality. The Bodhisattva Samantakuta declares self and selfishness are dualistic, since the existence of self cannot be perceived. What is there to be made selfless and untrue? The vision of their nature is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Vijayodeva declares knowledge and ignorance are dualistic. The natures of ignorance and knowledge are the same, for ignorance is undefined, incalculable, and beyond the sphere of thought. The realization of this is the transcendental non-duality. The Bodhisattva Vajrayana Shana declared matter itself is void, voidness does not result from the destruction of matter, but the nature of matter is itself voidness. For to speak of voidness on the one hand and of matter, or of sensation, or of intellect, or of motivation, or of consciousness on the other, is entirely dualistic. Consciousness itself is voidness. Voidness does not result from the destruction of consciousness, but the nature of consciousness is itself voidness. Such understanding of the five compulsive aggregates and the knowledge of them as such by means of Moses is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Prabhaketu declared to say that the four main elements are one thing, and the etheric space element another is dualistic. The four main elements are the self, the nature of space is past itself, the source and nature of space is future, is essential, so the nature of space is past
presence
itself is also the nature of space. The gnosis that penetrates the elements in such a way as the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Sumati declare, I am former dualistic, to understand I correctly and not to have attachment, aversion and confusion with regard to form that is called peace, similarity, fear and sound, and smell, tongue and taste, body and touch and mind and phenomena are not dualistic. But to know the mind and to be neither attached, averse nor confused with regard to phenomena, that is called peace. To live in such peace is to enter into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Acharyamati declared the dedication of generosity for the sake of attaining omniscience is dualistic. The nature of generosity is of omniscience, and the nature of omniscience itself is total dedication. Likewise, it is dualistic to dedicate morality, tolerance, effort, meditation, and wisdom for the sake of omniscience. Omniscience is the nature of wisdom, and total dedication is the nature of omniscience. Thus the entrance into this principle of uniqueness is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Gambhira Buddha declared it is dualistic to say that voidness is one thing, silence is another, and wishless is still another. What is void has no sign, what has no sign has no wish. Where there is no wish, there is no process of thought, mind, or consciousness. You see the doors of all liberations in the door of one liberation. Sanskriya declare it is dualistic to say Buddha Dharma and Sangha. The Dharma itself is the nature of the Buddha. The Sangha itself is the nature of the Dharma. And all of them are uncompounded. The uncompounded is infinite space, and the process of all things are equivalent to infinite space. Adjust into this is the into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Aprita Hatta Chauti. It is dualistic to refer to aggregates and to the cessation of aggregates. Aggregates themselves are cessation. Why the egoistic use of aggregates? The aeon produce themselves to not exist ultimately, and such we do not really conceptualize. These are that or these are categories of
constructions
and no such conceptualizations. Therefore, such views are themselves in nature of cessation. Non-occurrence and non-destructions are the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Sui Nita declare physical, verbal, and mental laws to non-exist dualistically. Why these things have the nature of inactivity? The nature of inactivity of the body is the same as the nature of inactivity of speech, whose nature of inactivity is the same as the nature of inactivity of the mind. It is necessary to know and to understand this fact of the ultimate inactivity of all things, for this knowledge is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Panyatachara declares it is dualistic to consider actions not notorious, sinful, or unmoving. The non-undertaking of meritorious, sinful, unmoving actions is not dualistic. The intrinsic nature of all such actions is pointless, wherein ultimately there is neither merit, nor sin, nor non-movement, nor action itself in non-accomplishment of such actions. Moses in the entrance of non-duality, the Bodhisattva Pratma Yoga, that dualism is produced from obsession with self. A true understanding of self does not result in dualism. Buddha Sampai's in non-duality is without ideation, and the absence of ideation is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Sri Garbha declared duality is constituted by perceptual manifestations. Non-duality is objectless, therefore non-grasping, non-rejection is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Kandrotara declared darkness and light are dualistic. The absence of both darkness and light is non-duality. Why it does not in cessation there is neither darkness nor light, and likewise with the natures of all things, the entrance into this equanimity is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Ratna Mudra has declared it is dualistic to detest the world and to rejoice in liberation, and neither detesting the world nor rejoicing in liberation is non-duality. Why liberation can be found where there is bondage, but where there is ultimately no bondage, where is that liberation? The mendicant can do is neither bound nor liberated, does not experience any like or any dislike, and thus he enters non-duality. The Bodhisattva Manikuttaraka declared it is dualistic to speak of good paths and bad paths. The path is not concerned with good or bad paths. Living in such unconcern, he entertains no concepts of path or non-path understanding. The nature of concepts, his mind does not engage in duality, so such is the entrance into non-duality, the Bodhisattva Satyananda declared it is dualistic to speak of truth and false when one sees truly, one does not ever see any truth, so how could one see falsehood, why one does not see with the physical eye, one sees with the eye of wisdom, and with the wisdom eye one sees only insofar as there is neither sight or none sight there. Neither sight nor none sight is the entrance into non-duality. When the Bodhisattva has given their explanations, they all address the Crown Prince Manjushri. Manjushri, what is the Bodhisattva's entrance into non-duality? Manjushri replied, good sirs, you have all spoken one level of this. All your explanations are in self-dualistic to know one teaching to express, nothing to say, nothing to explain, nothing to announce, nothing to indicate, nothing and to designate nothing. That is the entrance into non-duality. Then the Crown Prince Manjushri said to the Jagadguru, then Malakirti, we have all given our own teaching, noble sir, now may you elucidate the teaching of the entrance into the principle of non-duality. Thereupon the Jagadguru, in Malakirti, kept his silence, saying nothing at all. The Crown Prince Manjushri applauded the Jagadguru, in Malakirti, excellent, excellent, noble sir. This is indeed the entrance into the